Well, testing, testing, testing. Well, this is Bill again. It's still 11 July. Now, to tell you a little bit about this big doings yesterday afternoon, the Red Cross had asked me about a month ago whether they could schedule a UN show here for the patients and the duty personnel. So I give them the go-ahead, and they've done a pretty good job. They got one act from each of 12 different countries to represent their various nationalities and customs and so forth. Now, they had schedule goes of Belgium, British Commonwealth, Colombia, Ethiopia, Greece, Republic of Korea, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Philippines, Thailand, and the United States. It was a pretty good show. They had from the United Kingdom, British Commonwealth, they had a magician and eight bagpipers from the Royal Arch Fusiliers. They were in their costumes, and they looked very nice. They played a little bit too doggone much of that Scottish music. A Colombians, they had a guitar trio with a sextet and a singing sextet and a dancer. The Ethiopians had a quintet, an instrumental quintet. They had some very unique instruments. That's the Ethiopians. They tell me, or they told me, that they were handmade. The Greeks had their regimental band. We have a Greek regiment here in the UN forces. Republic of Korea had a little string quartet and a singing quartet that wasn't bad. Italy had a sextet and a soloist sang old Solo Mio and that, and they had a instrumental duet of a tar and a old watermelon belly mandolin like we used to have at home. In the Netherlands, they had two accordionists with a drummer, played some of their national anthems. The Norwegians had a fiddler and a dancing sextet. They danced some of their folk dances. It was they were very unique. The Filipinos had a little pole dance. It was number one. It was the most peculiar thing I've ever seen. It's I just can't tell you about it. I'd almost have to show you, and it would take a couple people to help. It is very unique. It was I think called a pole dance. Thailand had six musicians and two dancers with them, dressed up in native costumes. The musicians had the original, I believe it'd be Thailand musical instruments, a set of blocks that are a little bit bigger than our marimbas. It sounded like marimbas, tuned to the old Oriental five-tone scale. Is very unique, and they had some little gongs and bells and things like that. In the United States version, they had a barbershop quartet and two dancers. And all in all, it was a good afternoon's entertainment. Give you a little bit of insight into the various songs, costumes, and music of all those different countries. I look for the 8th Army Special Service officer to grab them off and put them on the on the regular special service circuit because it was something a little different. I'm glad to give the girls, the Red Cross girls, a go-ahead sign, and they really done a bang-up job. Well, so much for that. I hardly know what to tell you. I still owe the Rivers a little mail, I guess. There's nothing new around here. We've got the, so far, the championship softball team in this area. I hope the boys keep it up. They're doing a pretty good job. The old man and I are making some changes here for the better. We just had our IG inspection, and what I believe, we come out in very good shape. They didn't give us our overall rating, whether it's excellent or damn poor, but I believe it'll be way up there from the resume they gave us before they left. I'm not able to count the days yet till I either get on the airplane or on the boat to get back, because I don't know just exactly when it'll be, but it can't be too darn long anymore. I am gradually getting ready to go. Looking forward to it. I don't know what we'll do when we retire unless we just get in the jalopy and start for some place like the Diblings did. I think that was a pretty good idea. I haven't heard whether you got the money order and the check yet for this month. Of course, it's a little early. It's only the 11th. I don't generally expect that till about the 20th. I'm glad your mother's no. Understand from what you say that she has improved slightly, which is good. Now, I don't know what else to say. I've got these tapes. I want a few yet. I'm not going to buy any more. I'm going to use up what I got. I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet whether I'll sell this tape recorder or pack it up and have them ship it back home. It's a very little machine. It only cost $75. It's worth more than that right here, and be worth a lot more back in the States. So I don't know whether I'll bother with it or not. Well, I'm okay, and like I say, I can't count the days, but it can't be too long. I'll let you know as soon as I get word, so you'll know when to quit writing. We'll close for tonight. This tape's going by the board. Tell the Coons I said hello, and hope they're all okay, too. I haven't heard any more about your foot. I presume that's coming along okay. Well, that's all for 11 July. This is your old man, Yongdongpo, Korea, closing the night, sending all my love.